Good morning, everybody. It's the 19th of January, and I would like to invite you to start out today with some quiet, just allowing yourself to stop and to listen to God and see if there's anything maybe that He places on your heart. Maybe it's a person, maybe it's a circumstance, maybe it's a problem you're having. We're just going to take a moment today to just be quiet. Some music will be playing, and just be quiet before God. And then I will pray with you, leading you into today's prayer. And I just want you to know, church family, I'm praying for you. And one of my commitments isn't just to lead you in these guided prayers, but one of my commitments is to pray for my church family. I love you. So let's just take a moment and just allow God to rest our minds as we focus on our breathing, as we focus on just relaxing our shoulders, our muscles, and just allowing to take in your goodness this morning. Lord, would you speak to us during this time? Father, in this loud, noisy world, it feels so good just to pause and to give you our attention. Lord, I believe that you're touching people's hearts and you're going to lead us through this day because we gave you the first part of our day, Lord. God, I want to thank you that you lay things on our heart, that you point out people or circumstances to us. And so we just pray for those people that you're laying on our hearts right now. We pray for those circumstances. Father, for those out there who are struggling, let's all pray for the people in our church who are struggling with sickness or emotional sickness or physical sickness or spiritual sickness. Lord, just let's lift them up to you right now. Father, for those in the body of Christ who are hearing this right now that are going through a trial, God, we just pray for strength today. Lord, we know that you promise us that there is power in prayer. We know that you promise us that as we come together, there's power in prayer. A cord of three strands is not easily broken, it says in your word. And we believe that, Lord. And Lord, we just ask that you would walk with us through today, that you would give us guidance, that you would open our spiritual eyes. And Lord, people who need to be encouraged, people who need to encourage us, would you bring them in front of us today, Lord? God, we just thank you so much that you are with us no matter what we're going through. You are present with us. And Lord, you don't get any joy from our pain, but you hurt right along with us, just as Jesus did when his friends would hurt, Lord. God, we love you and we just give you today. May we focus on you. Would your Holy Spirit just touch our hearts today in those moments that we just know that you helped us to pause and to think about you. We praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.